Deborah Jean Palfrey, the D.C. madam. And this isn't just about her. It's about how the government can murder people right out in front of everybody and doesn't get in trouble for it. But you are being exposed that you're no longer Mr. Nice Guy, that you're no longer Mr. Clean. Maybe you think that's cool, but a country that has corrupt government goes to hell. So this is your anthem. This is our new government. Oh, I guess we're not going to play any more of it. I wanted to play their theme song. Oh, I got you.
Dean Palfrey, the so-called D.C. madam, who the authorities say committed suicide, but some have doubts. Alex Jones, the popular radio host who interviewed Deborah Jean Palfrey, had been saying just before the commercial break that she, the D.C. madam, was a happy person. Why don't you finish that thought, Alex, and I'll get on to our other guests.
Well, Geraldo, it's just that she told her mother, she told the person that managed the condos where she lived, that she was friends with, everybody, that she was going to go on and going to fight. Others that knew her said that she was going to write a book when she got out in about 6 to 7 months. Could have been as many as 70 months, but certainly not 50 years, as some were saying. And you have two women hanging themselves. I mean, this is ridiculous with these supposed, very wealthy, very powerful Johns. I think this is, quote, taking out the garbage, somebody trying to get rid of evidence.
I hear you.
An election year problem.
Okay, Alex Jones, Alex has a reputation sometimes of being, flamboyant in his opinions, let's say. I don't know that to be the case about you at all, Judge Steve Hero or Kimberly Guilfoyle. What do you say, Judge?
Well, I had the opportunity, Geraldo, to interview Deborah Jean about a year ago, and I talked to her about Brandi Britton and her suicide. And what she said to me is, they don't just come and get you, they terrorize you. But she made it very clear that she was not made of that. And I agree with you, Alex.
Not made of that means
she was not suicidal.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She was a woman who had a very strong core. She was a fighter from the get-go. And one of the things she said to me, Geraldo, was that, look, this isn't about madams. This isn't about prostitution. This is about me. Suggesting that there was no government program to take down prostitutes. There was a program, she believed, to take her down. Think about it. You've got a top State Department official. You've got a military strategist, a United States senator. You've got all of these individuals, lobbyists, paying for prostitutes. At the same time, you've got the head of the Maryland State Police who's being indicted and convicted for using the Executive Protection Unit to move the prostitutes around. You've got a federal prosecutor at that time who was murdered and who yet his case is unsolved. You've got all kinds of corruption going
on.
It's Jonathan Luna, and indeed I have the book, The Midnight Ride of Jonathan Luna, for anyone interested. Everything raises a debt.
Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Yes, as a former prosecutor, right away when I heard that this was an apparent suicide, I couldn't believe it. I was doubtful from the get-go. If I was a prosecutor on this case, I would make sure and investigate it very thoroughly. I think it's far too coincidental that the two women involved in this would both hang themselves. Right there, I think it gives cause for suspicion.
Why is the Justice Department sealing the names of the Johns when they could very...
All right. Absolutely, and we're going to play the end of it at the end of the program. I want to go to our guest and then take some calls, and at the very end of the show I'll play the end, where Geraldo Rivera says, I want a state investigation in Florida. I want the governor to do this. I think it's murder. Now, two nights before, he said, he talked about me and played a clip on Fox News when he was contributing to another show and said, well, it was 50-50. But the evidence is now there. Plus, she told her friend, the guy that ran the condo she lived at that helped her pack, that she was going to jail for 6 years, going to write a tell-all book, and that she had guys following her that may kill her. Now, of course, you don't go to your sick mother's house to hang yourself. No, she went out to get some stuff at the store. They tasered her when she got out of the car and hung her in the shed. Now, do you understand who's been implicated by mainstream news in killing the federal prosecutor? The state police in Maryland. It's the state police that found the body with the 37 stab wounds, the genitalia cut off, tortured all over his body, and then the cops say he committed suicide? Now, when the cops are saying the tortured-to-death federal prosecutor committed suicide, who does that tell you killed him when later the state police head goes to jail? You understand? There is nothing worse. Look, it's like you hire somebody to manage your business and they rob you blind. That happens 9 times out of 10. We all know it. You hire cops to run your life, and they just start taking over. But they're not the ones running it. It's the people above them. Now, again, the average beat cop is not a bad person. I'm not saying you're bad. A lot of you are moral men and women. But at the top, it's rotten, folks. I'm going to shut up. Former National Security Agency analyst, muckraker, written for some of the biggest publications in the country. I went through his bio. It would take all day. He's Wayne Madsen, thewaynemadsenreport.com. Links to it up on Infowars.com. He's one of the last people to talk to Deborah Jean Palfrey. He said months ago that it was Dick Cheney, amongst others, John McCain, that were on the list, and that's why Brandi Britton, who was actually servicing them reportedly, was first murdered. That's what started them raiding her, started the feds going after her to shut her down. But he's one of the last people to talk to her. But we appreciate him coming on the show. Obviously, he lives in Maryland. He lives in D.C. Very, very dangerous to be talking about this. You are not suicidal, as you said on my show a few days ago, on the weekday show. Give us the bottom line on what happened here. You know, as if we don't know any of the facts, give us the bottom line, Wayne Madsen, on what happened. You had personal, private meetings with her.
Well, Alex, I believe also that Jean Palfrey was murdered. All signs indicate that she had a lot of information. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You know, I've been trying to go back through my notes. I her the kind of person who wouldn't, you know, be so effervescent and just kind of bubbling forth with information, but every once in a while she would say something. And I've talked to a lot of people like that over the years, and most of the people who are like that, I find, have a background in intelligence. You've got to listen to them very closely. They're not, you know, just gurgling forth information, but every once in a while they'll say something. And one thing that I distinctly remember her telling me is that, you know, the thing that's been lost is last year she and her defense team tried to invoke the Classified Information Procedures Act in the U.S. District Court in Washington. That's only invoked when you're preparing to reveal either classified information or the names of people who are intelligence officers.
And that's right. They tried to invoke that because I told her, you better say who this is or they're going to kill you. And she said, I don't know why they're going after me. I don't want to do that. They're listening right now, Alex. She would say, I want them to know. Just stop. I mean, she was acting like an operative.
Right. And one of the things she said, I distinctly remember her stating this, that she had information that could have a bearing on the 9/11 attack, that some of her employees may have picked up information beforehand that would have been very, very useful to the investigation.
Hold your horses. This is an exclusive. Wayne Madsen, you don't make stuff up. I asked you to go back through all your notes from your meetings with her, both on the phone and in person. You said you had something new, and you didn't even tell me beforehand, I guess because of the nature. You're saying she said something to you about it, may have been about 9/11. Oh, my God.
Absolutely, absolutely. And
because these guys like to brag with these women in bed late at night.
Well, yeah, you know, we've figured out that most of the activity took place in and around McLean, Virginia. That's where the CIA is. That's where Cheney lived for a long time and is building a McMansion there now. That's where Bush Cheney 2000 transition headquarters was located. That's where you find a lot of other intelligence agencies now. And, well, I mean, it stands to reason that activity in McLean was directed against the kinds of people who frequent McLean, whether they're U.S. politicians or foreign leaders visiting the United States or foreign businessmen. This gets into why Cheney's Halliburton was using these escorts to try to either entertain people from the Middle East.
And by the way, we know that. We know they were. We know Halliburton was using them. That's in the records.
Absolutely, absolutely. Halliburton was, and he pretty much authorized it. He was the man in charge. Cheney had people in Kellogg, Brown, and Root also who've been implicated in this whole...
Stay there. We got a break. Wayne Madsen, one more segment. I want to come back and get into what you think about the murder itself. Try to give us the big picture, what you think really happened here, and are they going to kill more people? We'll be right back. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, WayneMadsenReport.com. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's
known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan, historically, in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at SurviveMartialLaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at SurviveMartialLaw.com. Protect your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, Wayne Madsen's our guest. I want to corroborate much of what he's saying. In the four interviews I had with Deborah Jean Palfrey, some of them an hour plus long, I kept saying, what was this all about? Why are they only selectively prosecuting you? And she said it was an intelligence operation. They were using us to gather data on different politicians, different people in the military, because she had 15,000 clients. She said it was a hunting ground for the collection of data. But under national security, she can't go forward and say that. Then she tried to bring out a national security order to be able to bring out her evidence. And instead, the judge and prosecutor cut short the trial and then wouldn't even let her bring out other data that wasn't, quote, classified. So a lot of suspicious things happening, and Wayne Madsen told me Thursday when I talked to him on air during the weekday show that he believes this was an intelligence operation. Give us the exact nature, but first, let's go back. You went through your notes. When did you talk to her? Specifics. Exactly what did she say about they may have known something or concerning 9/11, the 9/11 attacks? As we know, Able Danger, we know the cover-up there, the hijackers trained at bases, the FBI ordered to back off of them that they were under national security protection. That's confirmed from Springman and others, you know, the heads of the embassies. That gets into some of the things that we're seeing coming out with some of the other whistleblowers. Go ahead.
Yeah, Gene was here in Washington last summer during one of many of these pre-trial court appearances, and we had dinner. It was myself, her, and of course her civil asset forfeiture attorney, not the criminal attorney who was court appointed. Her civil asset attorney, which his name Montgomery Blair Sibley. And I distinctly remember that when we were discussing this, and I kept pressing her on. I said, Gene, it makes sense that your escorts may have been used, especially with all the activity around McClain, by the CIA. And she said, well, she wouldn't commit to that. But then she did say something interesting. She said, you know, of course, I have information that would have been of great interest to the 9/11 Commission. Of course, we know that was a whitewash. But I said, you mean to tell me that some of your employees, and I have to think that they spoke an awful lot. Gene spoke to them about other issues other than, you know, the business relationship. And she said, yes, there's information that they have that would have been very important for the 9/11 Commission to know, having to do with, intelligence they picked up about 9/11 before it happened. And when I now look at the other aspect that's involved with her Pamela Martin and Associates agency, we have Sherlington Limousine. Sherlington Limousine was ferrying around her escorts to poker parties where Porter Goss, the head of the CIA, was in attendance.
That's admitted. He had to step down. That was the Watergate Hotel.
Right. That was at the Watergate. And
hundreds of times. He went there almost every day.
Right, right. And that involved Brett.
Poker games and free hookers. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Brett Wilkes, Mitchell Wade, Duke Cunningham, all these people were.
That's how these guys live, yeah.
And the one thing we know is that, that Jack Abramoff, his name came up in this whole operation, using these women, for his purposes. And there's the link, because when you got Abramoff, and you had two of those hijackers on his casino boat, you know, a few days before 9/11. I just wonder if that's what Gene was talking about, because now I'm looking at this this crazy incident in Houston with Roland Carnaby, a retired CIA guy who was still contracted CIA, being gunned down in broad daylight by the Houston Police Department. Now I've been told by agency sources in Houston that one of the people he was looking at was Abramoff and the casino boats. So here you got two people. In the same week, it looks like they were both assassinated in broad daylight.
And then they make it an issue on Houston TV and in the paper about, is he a CIA guy when he's friends with the former police chief, the mayor, in business with the sheriff, helicopters, mansion, at the CIA, his family lives in Beirut. I mean, I looked him up. He's famous all over in the CIA after he got out in security management with the Israelis. And then now it's not about the police. He gets out. His hands are at his side. They shoot him. It's not about that. It's about, is he really CIA?
Yeah, absolutely. It's typical. And I noticed.
Misdirection. It's misdirection.
Right. And some blogs are now saying, did he commit suicide by forcing the police to shoot him? And of course, these blogs I see this on are really suspect.
What about this guy? Journalist Dan Muldea, I mean, the family of Sirhan Sirhan, the jailers, everyone admits Sirhan's always been blacked out. The guy supposedly shot RFK at the Ambassador Hotel in 68, 40th anniversary just happened. Now even the mainstream news, NBC, everybody admits that the CIA killed him. The three CIA section chiefs are all filmed there. You know, with the guy that shot him in the back admitted CIA, one of the bodyguards. Mr. Caesar, you know, is now admitted CIA. But this guy years ago, he pops up out of nowhere and says, I met with Sirhan Sirhan, and he told me he did shoot Kennedy. He remembered it. But then the family and everybody else who was there and his lawyer says that's not true. Well, he pops out of nowhere and says, she called me and said she was going to kill herself. Meanwhile, I have her on tape on the radio saying she wouldn't. Her mother says no. Her friend says she was being followed, thought they were going to kill her. She's saying all of this. This is incredible. That makes it more suspicious that this guy writes apologies for RFK, JFK, Vince Foster suicide. That's his job. He pops up and he's been proven to be a liar. And then what does this look like to you? I mean, that's even worse.
Well, I Dan's a friend of mine, and I guess it's one of these things where you look at what you want to look at, and you know if you know I know.
Oh, so you know Dan, and you think he's a good guy?
Well, I mean, I what I'm saying is, you know, there are some journalists, some authors who only look at a certain set of facts and don't look beyond that. And you know, I think I look at everything. I
well,
mean,
you know, Sirhan's family says that Sirhan never said that.
Well, and I think when you look at the history of assassinations in this country, why is it only the federal government can use the term conspiracy when they're talking about going after the mob or some guy in some corporation who's skimming? They call it criminal conspiracy. It's the catch-all. But if you accuse the government of doing it or any of their lackeys, then you're considered like you're out there, you know, in the grassy knoll and where the UFOs.
But of course, it's big institutions that normally are involved in the big conspiracies. But I guess, you know, Brutus didn't stab Caesar. That was a conspiracy too. Or you know.
Right. You know, there's one other thing I want to mention about Gene Palfrey that I just missed this, and I found, somebody informed me about this the other day. Her court-appointed attorney, Preston Burton, you know, she couldn't go out and hire because they froze her assets. She couldn't go hire some, you know, like a Bob Bennett, you know, the guy that always pops up every time, you know, Bill Clinton gets in trouble or Larry Craig gets in trouble. But Preston Burton, her court-appointed attorney, used to be a partner for Plato Kacharis. He's a high-powered Washington guy, but anybody in Washington knows when you hear the word Kacharis, it means CIA, because Kacharis and his brother, James, is on the U.S. District Court in Alexandria, and he's had Kacharis.
Tell you what, Wayne Madison, do five more minutes on the other side.
Sure.
I want you to be able to finish this thought. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. You're hearing breaking first-time info from a very good source. He's Wayne Madison, WayneMadisonReport.com. Stay with us.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately, with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Having a corrupt government isn't a joke. Once corruption gets started, it just keeps growing and growing and growing, and then criminal hordes that work for the big bosses go wild. All order is lost. Suddenly, the society spirals out of control as evil, as psychopathic behavior rules from the highest mountains. Evil flows in the streets. All innocence is lost, and wickedness rules the day. Stop being naive out there. Realize that we are facing pure tyranny. Your calls are coming up at 877-590-5525 or 836-0590. You're listening to our flagship command vessel, News Radio 590, KLBJ. And I am in the command tower right now. Let's go ahead and go back to Wayne Madsen. Wayne, I really appreciate your courage. Her lawyers are CIA connected. All of it stinks. She acts just like an intelligence operative. And that's what she kept saying on the air without saying it. She would say, well, I think it's an intelligence operation. I don't know why they're doing this. I've done nothing wrong. I'm not going to release names. I just want to be left alone. I was going to move to Germany. I was going to move to Berlin. I just wanted to get out of this. See, they never let you get out.
Right.
And then they kill her girl that was supposedly with the two big high-powered guys because she shot her mouth off. Then they raid her to take her money as a way of, quote, discrediting her. And then she was shooting her mouth off, I've been told, by writing a book, and then she was mad. And so I guess they just, pulled her over for a taillight out, tasered her, and then drove up, put her in the shed, and that's the end of it. And then their people carry out the investigation. We know the state police are connected and implicated. You heard the judge on Fox to killing the federal prosecutor. Go ahead, Wayne. Tell us what you think.
Well, you know, the two U.S. attorneys who prosecuted her case, William Calvin and Daniel Butler, wanted her, after the jury came back with a guilty verdict, wanted her to go directly to jail like Don Siegelman, the governor of Alabama. And it's obvious when she disappeared immediately into the federal prison system, we would have probably heard something like this later, but the mere fact that
she like McDougal dying in Fort Worth, and it was in the news, it was in the Fort Worth news that a helicopter landed, FBI went in to see him, and then when the jailers came in, he was dead on the floor. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, so we have her leaving an Orlando condo with a box of papers, and she, you know, her building manager mentioned that to the local Orlando TV station. What was she going to do with these papers? Obviously, these papers had some. Were of some importance.
What about her saying, I'm being followed by men, I think there's a contract out on me?
I think, you know, she would have not said that unless that's absolutely what was going on. She was not one to try to invent things or, you know, try to, you know, create.
No, that meant she was in crisis. She said this 2 days before she was killed.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, here's the deal. You work with the National Security Agency, right, for some of the biggest papers and publications in the country, Wayne. You're respected, okay? You're not a wild loose cannon like Alex Jones. You've got something to worry about. And I know you say that they better get you first. You're armed and going to defend yourself and not going to commit suicide. But you say you've got sources separate from her, and she acted like on air that you were telling the truth. She just said she wasn't going to go there. Dick Cheney and vice presidential, well, now presidential candidate John McCain, I mean, this is incredible. I mean, are you going to say who these sources are? Because you know the boys.
Well, I've already said that the three sources are very close to the CIA, but I can't go any further.
Okay, then what's the split in the CIA? Why did they go ahead and burn her? Because local cops busted Brittany and they wouldn't stop her? I mean, what happened?
Well, you don't have one CIA now. Since the infiltration of CIA by the neocons and you know, you got Hayden over there. He's Cheney's boy over there. You had Porter Goss. You've got probably not just two CIAs. You've probably got multiple CIAs all working, you know, against one another. Some pro-Bush, some pro-Cheney, but I have to think.
Well, we know that. I mean, that's what Ray McGovern and others have said. Yeah. That's the only thing that stopped total martial law is there are good people in the FBI and CIA. Go ahead.
Right, right. And so you've got this situation. I would also mention with the Jonathan Luna case, that ties into Ed Norris, the former police superintendent of Maryland, but also Luna previously, before working in Baltimore, was at the Brooklyn DA office where he was working there alongside one Bernie Kerik. And when you look at the connection between Kerik and then you get to Rudy Giuliani, I think you had another GOP presidential candidate involved with this ring as well, because Jean said that some of her escorts did go outside the Washington and Baltimore area to New York City. And were taken there by limousines, and I already mentioned Sherlington limousines.
So why did they kill her then?
I think she knew too much. She was in a position to bring down a lot of the power elite here in Washington, and whoever she was working for, whoever her control officer was at the agency, did not have enough horsepower to help her out. But I always found it odd that when the search was conducted of her California home and the seizure, that for some reason the phone records were left. I always wondered, did somebody intercede there and say, you know, you don't need to look at these, because this was the one thing that kept her name out there and kept her in the news, those phone records.
And those lead to Halliburton and everything else under the sun. Shifting gears to another subject overall, we have the former CIA section chief, Bill Christensen of Europe, that's one of the most powerful positions, coming on my show 2 years ago saying 9/11 is a total inside job. We have Ray McGovern saying inside job, Reagan and Bush's morning national security briefer, very high level. We have even one of the most famous modern field commanders, Robert Baer, Syriana's about him, played by George Clooney, saying all evidence shows inside job. We have embassy heads saying it. We have all these prominent intelligence people telling the truth. That does show that there is several CIAs. And, God, what is it like for good people in the government to know murdering killers run every, you know, basically are in control and could set off a nuke any day? You were talking about that last week with the Minot nukes. I mean, with all that happening, who's going to win here?
I always hope that the good people win out, but I deal with these people who know the truth, have been fighting against it. To be honest with you, many are suffering from what I would call post-traumatic stress disorder syndrome, and I deal with these people, and it's very heartbreaking to have to see these careers that were ruined and how these people have been affected.
But, I mean, do you think the neocon globalist brand is stalling out, Or do you think they're going to try to set a nuke off in grandstand or something like that?
Well, I'm always afraid they're going to try something else, like they did with 9/11 and London 7/7 and the Madrid bombings and the Bali bombing in that was Australia's considered Australia's 9/11. But I have to think that the one thing we have is the internet and people forming coalitions. And that we can stand up to these people, but we're against immense odds. We're talking about people with immense resources, money.
Well, it's got to freak them out when Best Actress 2008 Academy Award winner comes out and says this is an inside job. Willie Nelson, Governor Jesse Ventura, the Italian president, German defense minister, Japanese high level diet. I mean, that's got to freak. I don't think the people that carried out 9/11. Expected that many people would have courage, and the more big shots that go public, the more can then step forward. I mean, Wayne, they've got to be actually shaking in their boots.
Well, now we even have former Governor Jesse Ventura talking about that type, that scenario, and saying that the CIA confronted him when he first became governor, give him his marching orders, I suppose. But I think we're up against tremendous odds. But I think the more people who step forward, I think. The French have a term, après le déluge, after the flood. After the flood, hopefully the neocons and these globalists will just be swept away.
In closing, WayneMadsenReport.com, be sure and check it out. You're not planning to kill yourself, my friend.
Not anytime soon. No, not at all.
Ever. You're never going to kill yourself.
Ever.
If you kill yourself, was it murder?
Yes.
Let me just say, I will never kill myself. Ever. I could be convicted of whatever. I will not ever commit suicide. Wayne Madsen, thanks for joining us.
Okay, good to be with you, Alex.
We'll be right back with your calls as promised. Stay with us. This is Hardcore Radio, and you know it.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at SurviveMartialLaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at SurviveMartialLaw.com. Protect your family.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're back live. I know some shows I take all calls, some shows no calls, some should broadcast just at the end. I'll be honest with you, I'm all psyched up. I'm just freaked out. I just want to be peaceful and happy and not be so have such a corrupt society. I just wish we weren't so corrupt. As a society, we're degenerate. We've killed 50-plus million babies with abortion. So don't tell me we don't have an evil government. It's just got to stop. It's got to stop. We've got to turn back, or it's going to get really bad. All right, let's go ahead and take some of your calls. Jonathan, Benny, Rod, and James. Let's go ahead and go to Jonathan. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, great broadcast today, Alex.
Thanks, Jonathan. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to call in today. The last couple weeks, I've been on the internet and I've been seeing these videos of these people who seem like they've been consuming too much sodium fluoride, because they're saying that, like, there's a list out there that the government or world government or whatever you want to call it is reducing, like, all the followers and then all the people who know the truth and who are going to go against the government when the switch is thrown and the New Age Babylon crumbles. And they're saying, like, I mean, if there's a list out there, I want my name to be at the top of this list.
Well, listen, that's government disinfo. There's always lists to arrest and round people up. And back in the 60s, it was hundreds of thousands of people, and there's over a million Americans on a terror list now for your finances, you name it. Every major preacher, even if you're for the government, you're on the list. And but they can't get a million of us. I mean, so what? They're the bad guys. We're not hiding under a rock. And so, you know, the government, and the Pentagon admits they have tens of thousands of bloggers paid, both military and contracted, to go around and, quote, counter us. And so they're lying, they're trying to intimidate you. So what? I mean, look, I'm about as big a fish as they get in this fight against the New World Order. I am a canary in the coal mine. And even if they killed me, which I pray they don't, believe me, I don't want to die, folks, but I'm committed. They got to be, you know, I'm not going to stop. That means we're winning if they come after me. I mean, they're scared, okay? And again, the government isn't one monolithic of bad guys or one monolith of good guys. But we wouldn't have any liberty or freedom if good people didn't stand up against evil. Evil just breeds and breeds like a tick until it kills the host. So, yeah, they talk about the red and blue list, and some of that's real. But it's way exaggerated, folks, okay? I mean, if they're trying to, like, round up every person that visits, say, Infowars.com, that's like 10 million people a month. If they're trying to get everybody that visits the Bill of Rights online, that's millions. You know, I mean, it's a joke. They can't get everybody, so what? Okay, let's go ahead and take a call from Benny. Benny calling in Indiana. You're on the air. Go ahead, Benny.
Yes, sir, Mr. Jones. This is Benny in Northwest Indiana. I'm not sure if you're aware of it or not, but about an hour and a half ago, I saw a commercial for Pat Tillman's mother. She's going to be on 60 Minutes tonight, and I thought maybe you and your listeners would like to...
Well, we've talked to Kevin Tillman, his brother, who was also in the SF with him, or the Rangers. And, yeah, they basically killed him on purpose because he was going to leave and talk bad about the war. And we have his letters saying he was going to come back and talk bad about the war. So they killed him, set it up, had the military lie. The coroners even admit that he was murdered. and that's what the Army report said, and then used him as propaganda as a fallen hero. That's who runs our government, somebody who'd kill Pat Tillman. Did it say she's going on there to say that? Because I talked to his brother 2 years ago, but he wouldn't go on air about it.
Yeah, I caught the tail end of the commercial, but they did show her sitting there saying it's a fraud what the news are telling the American people.
Well, if it's on 60 Minutes, it'll be somewhat of a whitewash, but that starts in 9 minutes then.
Yes, it do. That's why I thought I'd call.
Tick, 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 tick. In fact, guys, get it fired up for me, 60 Minutes. Put it on CBS. I want to see this. In fact, if my people are listening, record that for me. All right, thank you, sir. Really appreciate that call. Ron in Oregon, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I want to tell you right off, it's a total honor for me to be able to speak to you, and I want to say that you are the front-line hero of this country.
Well, no, you are. It's an honor to talk to men and women that love freedom and love goodness and who will put up with me. I'm just an average person who's mad, who's threatened by this, and I got my hackles up like a dog.
I can understand your frustration 100% because I feel the same way. There's two things I want to say real quick. Number one, people are asleep. There's a little story that goes about the dad that asked his kid asked his dad what the difference between ignorance and apathy was, and his dad said, "I don't know and I don't care." One other thing, and I believe this was from Benjamin Franklin that made a quote, it's not word for word, but you'll get the general idea, but it says, "A nation of well-informed men that have been taught to cherish and appreciate their God-given rights cannot be enslaved. It's in the regions of ignorance and apathy that tyranny prevails."
Beautiful quote. Anything else?
That's it. Thanks so much, Alex.
God bless you.
My prayer for you is that the Lord will keep his holy angels around you and keep you protected, brother.
Believe me, there's no way I'd be alive if it wasn't for that. Keep it up, folks. Look, humans are meant to struggle and strive and have tough-as-nails life. You know, I mean, we're tough, folks. When stuff gets bad, we get tough. Humans are incredible creatures. But we've had it so good because our forefathers and mothers were so great, we've become totally spoiled, me included. We're a decadent society. And so people are apathetic because everything's handed to them. I mean, even if you've got a $6, $7 an hour job, still you get more food and better, you know, shelter and entertainment than somebody in the third world. You got it pretty good. And so, you know, it's been bred into us not to care. It's when you get enslaved. It's when you get arrested. It's when you get set up. It's when you do have family that dies of cancer. And, by the way, they're putting it in the vaccine, folks. They're just now telling you, oh, we got vaccines for cancer viruses. They found out in the 20s that most cancer was viral, and they spread it. And I got documents on that. But the point is that, and again, the average doctor isn't involved. It's all compartmentalized, and the average doctor can't believe the horror when they find it out, though they now are. My point is that we're meant to strive and struggle. And so when we have it good so long, we start laying down. And then corrupt predators come in and fill the vacuum, and things get really bad. I know there are a lot of good police and good people in government. And I'm begging you to have courage and speak out and fight what's happening. I mean, I'm just a kind of a, you know, one step out of the hayseed patch. I mean, I am just a tobacco-chewing, stump-jumping, whatever the call that the call sign that I've just had a 75th birthday. God bless him. What a great Texas Monthly cover. One of the best photos I've ever seen. It really captures the soul of Willie Nelson. I bought that at the store today. I was at the grocery store, and I bought that Texas Monthly cover just for the cover. Just love Willie Nelson. I'm so honored he listens to the show. Say hi to Willie. Just had his 75th birthday this week, but I made me think of Willie because I was saying tobacco chewing, you know, stump jumping, Texas hillbilly. But that's the people I come from. And it's not an act, folks. I'm usually pretty calm, but I start talking and thinking about cops killing federal prosecutors and torturing them to death. And I start thinking about how the government really does deal with drugs, and I'm on air exposing them because I got to tell the truth. I can't help it. It freaks me out. And then I get all riled up and ready for a fight because at an instinctive level, my brain's saying, danger, Will Robinson, danger. And so I go wild. That's why I do that. But I'm committed. And let me tell you, we wouldn't be here if our forebears wouldn't risk their lives and gone through hell and high water to bring us where we're at. I don't care what color you are or where you're from. We all got here through adversity. We got to all work together and be friends. And to the cops out there, you know, if somebody argues with you, don't taser them and then set them up. You'll go back. Cops didn't used to act like that. You weren't hated before. You know, I mean, it freaks me out. You don't know how far you've fallen, how sick it is, how you're incrementally being brainwashed yourselves. We have continual coverage of the Deborah Jean Palfrey murder, and It's not just about her murder. It's about the cover-up and the system we live in and how they do this and the wars that are going on in our own government and the fights over resources and everything that's happening. I know we got loaded phone lines. I don't have time to go to James in Texas. And you know what? I'll give James 45 seconds. Go ahead, James. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I know you're talking about the CPS and everything, but the Adult Protective Services, they do the same thing.
I know. It's a government outside due process, kidnapping old people, kidnapping children. The state literally runs database tests when somebody's in the hospital to see if they've got a will. They'll ask you. They'll steal your money. I mean, it's just the government is so corrupt.
Exactly. You're exactly right.
I know.
Adult Protective Services are, attacking my wife and my daughter to give our property to my mother-in-law and give her control and chase us off of our own property.
I know.
It's paid for.
Sir, I found out that they have databases. The hospitals aren't involved. They, by law, have to put all your data for the last 15 years via computer to the health department. The health department is a, quote, racial hygiene, bioethics, eugenics center. That's what founded them. You know, the head of the human genome saying black people aren't humans. But investigate, folks. You'll find out. And they're there to carry out all this. So all that data goes in there, and it's incredible. And then they decide who to rob, who to steal, who to attack. Criminal guilds. And they're growing. They're going to double the number of bureaucrats they're talking about. That's all that's hiring, the government. I'm out of time. Evil is growing. It's out of control. Pray God heal this land. We'll see you at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I'll see you back on the weekday show. And then, of course, back next Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. To all the affiliate sponsors, everybody, thank you so much. And great job to the crew running the show here in Austin, Texas. All right. Have a great rest of Sunday evening. Take care.
Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the country. For more information, visit GCNLive.com, TaxDay08.com, Hauling.RonPaulRoadshow.org, or GrannyWarriors.com, the sponsors of this event, and make a donation. See you there in D.C. Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the country. For more information, visit GCNLive.com, TaxDay08.com, Hauling.RonPaulRoadshow.org, or GrannyWarriors.com, the sponsors of this event, and make a donation. See you there in D.C.
Terrorist.